Hello, everyone. This morning on The Morning Show with Bob Hoffmaster, we're going to spend some time talking to a group of residents from the Malone and Johnsburg area. They'll be appearing at the Marshfield Town Board at 8 o'clock on Monday evening. And the group is concerned about, they have some issues with some of the wind turbines on wind farms in the area. And let's start out with Bruce, first of all. Bruce, maybe you can just make some opening remarks, if you would.
First, I'd like to thank you, Bob, for letting this group come into the show and inform other residents regarding the concerns that we have been continuously dealing with the wind turbines and town board, television reception, noise, flight for life setbacks, just numerous situations that have been brought forth to the residents in the area that have been unsuccessfully been brought forth to the residents. And as we stand right now, we are in desperate need of the town board, local and state government, to step forward and make major decisions on the behalf of the residents to see that not only us that are affected already, but other local communities do not get the same situation that we've been forced into, and we actually have been forced into this. We've asked for referendums regarding the circumstance, and we were turned down straight out, point blank. And we're asking for the residents in the nearby area to come forward to this meeting so that they can be educated, if you want to call it that, of the circumstances that we are forced to deal with. And these things are not going to go away. They are here to stay. And this is a life-term commitment to the residents that has devastated numerous things in our life, and we need to have the other residents in the surrounding areas be aware of what they could possibly be looking forward to from the wind farm developers.
You already have the wind turbines there. Why speak out now?
How I see it, we've been bamboozled from day one. The wind farm developers snuck around, got gag orders signed from farmers for the last probably close to 3 years. Our town board never informed us properly of the possible situations. Investigations were never forwarded or never done to investigate the possible and knowing problems that exist. And we, the residents, including me, the noise is just horrendous. I got 1,012 feet from my house, and three to four nights a week I am woke up on a regular basis. The noise, the shadow flicker, the health issues, low frequencies, and it's these things are devastating, and they just destroyed my livelihood out there in what used to be a peaceful, open window at night, beautiful landscape. And that is no longer allowed.
We also have Chris, Larry, Jim, and Elizabeth with us. And maybe if one of you wants to talk, Bruce had mentioned the shadow flicker. Do any of you? All right. Chris, maybe you could talk a little bit about what that kind of impact that's having on your life.
That issue directly affects my life. In about 2 weeks, it will really be affecting my home. What shadow flicker is, it's basically when the sun rises up in the morning and gets right behind the blades, the blades kind of cut out the sunlight, if you will, and create the shadowing effect. So when you're inside a home or even on the property, it's as if there's a strobe light that is going on. And it can occur for about 2 hours. That's what I've experienced. It's you can't tolerate it. I can't tolerate it. Within a couple minutes, I become almost disoriented, nauseous. I have to leave the property.
Headaches?
No, I do not get the headaches. I know some people have claimed that they do, but no, I do not get the headaches. Just the disorientation, dizziness, and the nauseousness. And it does take hours to recoup from that. It's not like once you walk away, you're good. It's takes a few hours to recover from it.
Have you had to go to see a physician for any of those problems?
I have not, because I've just opted to just not be there when it's occurring. I know what the problem is. But what am I to do? I can't shut off the turbine.
Any of the rest of you have any problems with the shadow flickering?
I've had shadowy flicker happening.
Jim?
And generally it'll happen for about half an hour at a time. And, you know, it wakes me up in the morning because it'll come up with the sun, and I'm hit very early in the morning for probably a good half of the year. And I've also experienced my birds losing production and eggs and that kind of stuff, and you can't recoup from that. And how do you tell a bird to ignore it? You can't. And I can't be there to put a shade in front of it to block out the sunlight and then open the window up, because I'd have to take a lot of time out of my day to run home from work and back to work again.
Grissom mentioned the noise. Do you find a problem with that too?
Yeah, I've got a lot of noise there during the summer. I've got to shut the windows and turn the air conditioning on in order to overcome the problems, and I take sleeping pills to help sleep at night.
Do you have anything to add over there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I do. This last week or so, we've been getting a lot of grinding sound on the turbines, and along with the wind, I woke up in a dead sleep, and I couldn't get back to sleep anymore. It is just, I don't know the word to use to describe the noise that it makes, and it's just continuous. It doesn't stop at all.
Does it cause any kind of electrical problems at all?
Pardon?
Does it cause any kind of electrical problems at all?
Not that we're aware of yet. We have a lot of problems with our TV. I have yet to watch TV without being interrupted. There are times that it will black out, and then I'll call Dave Ransom to come to fix it, and he'll tell me to reboot it, and I have to disconnect it for 20 minutes, and then I can watch my TV show again. But in that 20 minutes, I miss my TV show. So, yes.
Is that satellite? Are you talking?
Yes.
Okay.
I had just satellite up, and that was not good. So he put two more up, and he thought that would take care of the problem. Well, that didn't take care of the problem either. So he put in another receiver, and he said that should take care of it. Well, that hasn't either. So Monday, I had was watching the weather, and the screen just turned all yellow. And then it came back in a few minutes again. That was it.
Okay. Larry, we haven't really heard anything from you yet. Maybe you want to pipe in.
Well, I live out, and I've got out there also. I've got towers on all four sides of me. We did have a lot of trouble with the TV. He has fixed it. It seems to be working now. And so now it's just a little bit of radio noise. We get the flicker, and just to put a perspective on the flicker, if you've driven down a road with a bunch of trees next to it and the sun's coming through the trees and it's kind of sort of an on-off thing, that's what the flicker is, but it's a 1.4 second frequency. So every 1.4, you get a shadow for a jiffy, then you get the light and the shadow and the light. It's very distracting.
Well, it doesn't sound like a lot of you are going to you're going to get much time to talk to the town board about what you want to say. If you had the chance to do that here, what would you tell them? Who wants to start? Bruce?
Sure. Regarding the town board, I don't know if they have been bamboozled as much as we have. I know some of our officials on our town board do, in fact, have wind turbines on their property, which the town board has to realize that this is a serious issue and that we're hoping that the town board, local, statewide, can make new ordinances to see to it that the possibility of the town board being biased in any way, shape, or form for or against future wind turbines and the possibility of more coming in the area, that they should not be allowed to vote for the wind turbine project to be developed. This must go to a referendum to the residents in the area, along with when we do have an issue that we're begging the town board to please help us to, we need to come to them for help, because when we call the wind farm developer, We Energy, we get shuffled around. We have to make long distance phone calls on a regular basis. Then we get shuffled from this is the problem with the TV issue. Okay, we'll come out, look at it. He'll sit and watch TV for 3 hours. Okay, he'll change one wire around. Okay, then he wants to come back, you know, and sit and watch TV again. I'm on my third receiver. There's absolutely no sense in what we, the residents, have to put up with when the town board virtually forced us with no opposition whatsoever, any say, that we're coming to the town board for their help, and I hope and pray that they will give us the time that we deserve, and honestly, within deep down inside, understand that this is an issue that is not going to go away.
Who is actually benefiting from the electricity produced by the wind turbines?
Numerous of stories. I was told that the who's actually benefiting is, we could talk for hours regarding that. The farmers are benefiting. They've signed contracts to lease the land to the wind farm developer. So they're benefiting, but they're still losing just as much as we are, because they have to tolerate everything that we have to tolerate, let alone the loss of their crops for the mega driveways they put in, the turbine land itself. I don't think they're benefiting as much as they should have benefited, like the turbines down south. The farmers down there are benefiting close to twice as much as the farmers around we are. We're not looking to benefit as the residents around here. We discuss this through the residents. We just want the things that are broke to be fixed. And according to my understanding, We Energies, it is their responsibility to see that these things are fixed, and they are not fulfilling their responsibility.
I don't know what kind of remedy you guys are trying to get. Are you asking the board to kind of act on your behalf, or?
Yeah, I think an awesome solution would be is that the town board has to step in and put someone in the middle between the town board and We Energies to oversee the issues and be a separate entity to go around and get actual true facts from people and go to We Energies and say, these are the problems, these are the issues from this person, this person, this person, and these are on record, and we need something done to remedy this. And then that has to be followed through the town board and keep a regular agenda of the issues that are occurring so that they don't fall through the cracks. I honestly believe they think that we're just going to forget about this and we're going to go away. Well, we're not going to go away. We're there just as long as the wind turbines are.
Have you tried to approach any of our state legislators about this?
Yes, sir. Senator Lipom has come to a meeting in Pipe. Very nice gentleman. He understands our issues. He has been to numerous visits in our area. He is working with legislation to make certain ordinances but law, which they have to be. Setbacks are huge. I have documentation from We Energy states that none of their employees are allowed to be within 1,300 feet from a wind turbine that is running. If one of the wind turbines catches on fire, anyone within 1,300 feet is mandatory evacuated. I have documentation right straight from them. And I can't foresee that if they don't feel their employees are safe within 1,300 feet of any running wind turbine, they can allow to have these things 1,000 feet from someone's house. It just don't make no sense, let alone, you know, you got kids running around out playing in the yard, possibility of ice throw that's been documented. Wildlife has been destroyed around us. This whole thing has, I think, that We Energies has opened up a huge can of worms, and they were not aware of all the issues that has arisen. You know, unfortunately, you know, we're not here to beat up We Energies or our town board. We just want our the issues repaired. That's the only thing we're asking for.
So again, the meeting is Monday night at 8, Marshfield Town Board, and where do they hold their meetings at?
They generally only have a very small crowd. It might be just the board or maybe maximum of 5 people attending. This is the reason why we appreciate you having us on air, that surrounding areas, in my opinion, it's mandatory you come to this meeting and find out how these things can devastate your life, not only just by the sound, shadow flicker, wildlife going away, but, you know, in this economy nowadays, Bob, it's hard to identify the loss of value of a property. But if you got property, similar houses, we have documentation from people that state that they ain't going to build or buy anyone's house near a wind turbine. To prove it nowadays with the economy is hard to do. Common sense tells you that if you're living 1,000 feet from a wind turbine that sounds like a jet on a regular basis, they're not going to buy the house. You're going to have to drop the value of your property $20,000, $30,000 to get rid of it.
Again, where is the meeting going to be?
It's Marshfield Town Board meeting, and it is in the town of Mount Calvary. It will be on the east side of town on Fond du Lac Avenue. The address is 999 Fond du Lac Avenue, I believe.
Fire station.
It's at the fire station.
Fire station, okay. People can usually pick out a fire station.
Right.
So. Okay. Before we wrap things up, did any of the rest of you want to add something? Maybe I didn't ask a question. You wanted to bring up a point? I'll give me a chance here.
I just want to add on to what Bruce is saying, that basically what we are trying to do is raise awareness. When we talk to people that aren't from the area, they are surprised that they make noise. Really, the wind turbines make noise. I mean, they're just so surprised at that, and they are noisy. We want to make awareness to the residents, too, that we were never told about Flight for Life not being able to land as they once were. We were told that there will be minimal interference with our televisions and radios, and that's it's obviously something different than what we've been told. And so we're hoping that people who are having problems or maybe have not, you know, aren't aware of the Flight for Life especially, I mean, that's a huge issue, that they can come out and just listen to Bruce or one of us talk and maybe learn something.
We also were not informed about the red lights. And I suppose they can see that from town maybe, but out there it's pretty obnoxious.
You mean at the top of the turbines?
Yes, and not on top of all of them, but they're on the perimeter, and they're very much there. Also, we were informed that the sound would be equivalent to a refrigerator in a bedroom. Well, I don't have a refrigerator in my bedroom, but it's a lot noisier than the one in my kitchen, the towers are.
Okay. Jim, you look like you wanted to add something there, so we're going to throw it to you for a second here.
Well, I do a lot of work in my shop at home, and the biggest problem for me was the radio reception, because now I cannot listen to some of my favorite radio stations. And like I said, TV reception, I've had people looking at my TV and the receiver for the dish, and there is no fix to it. And what kind of life will you live if you're not able to enjoy your home values?
Elizabeth, you want to pipe in one last time?
Yes, I would. I was wondering, how about if we have all this interference, how are we going to get any signals through when there's a distress time? You know, if we'd have a tornado or something, I don't get the waves coming through to even have my TV or, like you said, the radio. How are we going to get anything to take care of that? What are we going to have for that? What will we need?
Do you have sirens out in that area?
Yes, we do.
Can you hear them over the wind turbines, do you think?
I don't know.
Well, let's hope you don't find out this coming spring or summer.
Right,
so.
But I would like to know an answer to my question. Yeah, how much interference will that bring?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you having us on, Bob.
Yes, thank you very much.
And that'll wrap up this segment of The Morning Show with Bob Hoffmaster, Bob Nelson, filling in.